The Four Recovery Indians are on the air. Tonight's special sports coverage on J Country 101 Radio is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of J Country. Now we take you to the gymnasium for all the exciting basketball action.
And a very pleasant good evening, everybody, from Fort Loramie, Ohio. I'm Rob Weaver. It's time for Fort Recovery and Fort Loramie basketball here this evening. We'll have an interview with the head coach of the Indians, Bobby Leverette, coming up here in just a moment. In the junior varsity game tonight, that was won by Fort Recovery as they defeated Fort Loramie 42-27. Fort Recovery only led by two at the end of the first quarter, 12-10. Led by only four at halftime, 21-17. But widened the gap to eight after three at 32-24. And again, they win by 15 points, 42-27. That evens the record for Fort Recovery. They had a narrow loss to Jay County last Saturday. So they're now 1-1 on the campaign after the win tonight over Fort Loramie. Fort Recovery was led in scoring this evening by Brady Evers with 12. 11 points for Dylan Klinke. 9 for Hudson Overman. 6 points for Douglas Benn. And 2 points for Carter Fortkamp and Colton Thompson. Again, leading the way was Brady Evers with 12 and Dylan Klinke with 11. Stay tuned. We're going to have the coach of the Indians, Bobby Leverette, coming up here in just a moment on J Country 101 Radio, right after we pause for this commercial message. Fort Recovery, Fort Loramie from Fort Loramie this evening.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your community health mart pharmacy. Are you planning for an upcoming surgery, preparing for a discharge from the hospital, or currently aging at home? Our knowledgeable staff is here to help you find the durable medical equipment you need to stay in your home safely. From lift chairs, mobility equipment, bathroom aids, to the installation of ramps and grab bars, Kalp Pharmacy is here to help. To learn more, call Kalp Pharmacy Medical Equipment in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 866-526-0976. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
What would you do if a fire severely damaged your home? Hi, I'm Ted Romer with Fort Recovery Insurance. The question you really have to ask is, what would your insurance company do? As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I can tell you that we will be there for you from day one. You won't be dealing with an out-of-town agent or the phone, but with us, your neighbor. And that would apply to any damage to your home, big or small. That's our promise. Visit us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
We're back at Fort Loramie High School, the home of the Redskins. The Redskins taking on the Indians tonight, so we'll see which version of the Indians are going to win tonight. We hope it's the Fort Recovery Indians. Bobby Leverett is with us, head basketball coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. And Bob, talk about, you had just one game so far. Talk about your reflections of the Jay County contest the other night.
After seeing some of the stats and watching a little bit of the second half, effort was great. You know, like we talked about after the game, rebounding, we were right there. So just pleased with the effort. Like I told them, you know, the good thing is we get to turn around and play basically 3 days later, you know, so which is good. We had a nice walkthrough yesterday, went through Laramie's scouting report, got our matchups, and just kind of told them, you know, the effort that we had is great. That will win us a lot of games. But now coming in here, which is always a tough place to play, we got to go get one. Like, go take a win. You know, don't just go try and win. Go grab a win and get it. So that's kind of where we're at. Like I said, nothing. I was really happy after the Jay County game. And that might sound stupid because we got beat. But if you look at the stats and how we played and everything, I mean, there's nothing to be ashamed about on that game. So
I thought it was fantastic effort by your guys. They really gave it their all and just came up a little bit short.
Yeah, that's what we started off with our practice yesterday. I told them, I said, you know,
three stops or three buckets,
and we win that game. That's really the difference in it. If you look at the free throw shot, the free throws made, pretty even. Rebounds was a difference of, I think, three. And against their size is saying something about us getting in there and scrapping. They shot it better from the field, which they had higher percentage shots, I felt like. But overall, I mean, yeah, it's just a matter of two or three possessions either way, and we could come away with the W there.
But talk about Fort Loramie, how their season's gone so far.
So we saw them against St. Henry. They started off, they lost 50-45, close game back and forth. They could have won that one very easily. They lost in double overtime to Botkins, who was a very scrappy club, where they were down 12 or 13 in the second half, clawed back, hit a couple threes at the buzzer to go into double overtime. And lost by three against Botkins. And then they won on Saturday night against one of their league foes, Houston, by three, 33-30. So led by Max Maurer, 6'2 senior, just a slasher, athletic kid. It was a nice pull-up game. They got a Heikamp kid that's back that started as a freshman for him at point guard. Pretty crafty. And then they've got a bunch of 6'1 kids that are just long and lengthy, kind of slashers. So hopefully we can be physical with them. Kind of control the pace like we want to.
Looking around the gym here, boy, I mean, you know, how fortunate are our kids to be able to play in facilities like Jay County and here at Fort Loramie tonight, a beautiful gymnasium.
Yeah, I mean, the basketball tradition here is amazing. I worked over here at Tooling Technology for 12 years, and it's a very similar community as Fort Recovery. I mean, you look at all the state championships on the wall. Basketball is their go-to. They've got three in boys. They've got four or five in girls. They got some volleyball. They got some baseball. Yeah, I mean, they do things right. So very similar to our community.
Bob Leverett, head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. Okay, starting five tonight. Are you going to make any changes?
No, we'll stay the same. We'll go with Briggs Overman at the two, Grant Forkamp at the one, Brody Bargy at the four, Gregor Judy at the five, and Gavin Evers at the three.
You know, speaking of Briggs, I mentioned to you after the game the other night in our post-game interview that he had kind of an off game, and then I looked later on, I saw, well, he got 15 points.
Yeah.
That's not too bad. He was a little off in his shooting, but
right.
15 points, pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, I continue to talk about that 1-2-2 because it is so hard to play against that, you know? And, yeah, I wouldn't have thought that he had that many in the game. Some free throws down the stretch, a couple threes late, but, yeah, once he gets going, he's a bucket. He can create his own shot, which is nice to have, and you'll see a little bit more of that tonight because they'll man us up, and he'll be able to create a little bit out of our offense.
Well, Bob, thanks so much. Good luck to you.
Thank you, Rob.
Fort Recovery Indians versus the Fort Recovery versus the Fort Loramie Redskins tonight here at Fort Loramie, Ohio. Rob Weaver here. I'll be back with play-by-play coming up here in just a couple of minutes.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in our community, its farming heritage, and its banking needs, and we're there for you when you need us. Whether you're looking for your next piece of farm equipment or the purchase of seed, fertilizer, or chemicals, the St. Henry Bank can make sure you have the cash flow when you need it most. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Attention farmers, is your combine feeling stressed after a rough harvest season? Then treat it to a relaxing combine inspection at All Brothers in Fort Recovery. It's just like a spa day. Our expert team will pamper your combine and ensure it's in top shape. Enjoy 10% off all parts sold as a result of your inspection. Don't wait. Give your combine the care it deserves. Visit All Brothers today and take advantage of this limited time offer. Schedule your combine inspection today and let it unwind.
6 years ago, I started on the line just like anybody else. I liked what I did, and I decided I wanted to learn as much as I could.
At Cooper Farms, we know that our team members are the key to our success.
I received a lot of training, and it just developed me into a leader that I am today, and they provided that all for me. I got promoted as supervisor. 2 years after that, I became the manager.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Welcome back to Fort Loramie, Ohio. We have the high school game tonight between Fort Recovery and the Fort Loramie Redskins. I'm Rob Weaver with you. As both starting lineups have now been introduced and will be underway here in just a moment. Our first quarter scoreboard sponsor tonight is Cal Pharmacy. Cal Pharmacy with several locations to serve you, including Fort Recovery, Union City, Indiana, and also Bern, Indiana. Don't forget, if you need handicap medical equipment, or maybe you're shopping for Christmas and wanting to buy someone handicap medical equipment, stop by the Cal Pharmacy Handicap Medical Equipment Center in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. And Fort Loramie gets the tap to start the game. Max Maurer grabbed the basketball. Over on the right side, it's tipped by Brody Bargy, but Fort Loramie keeps possession. There's a drive inside, missed. Rebound comes to Fort Loramie's Carter Gasson. Outside it goes. With the ball there is Landon Dries. Over there to Max Maurer now. Landon Dries with the basketball. Over to Maurer. Back on the left side it goes. No score in the game. Just underway here. Fort Recovery, Fort Loramie, high school varsity basketball tonight from Ohio. We'll have the Indians in action on Saturday night against Bradford over at Bradford High School on Saturday. So we invite you to tune in for that broadcast. Again, the Indians won the junior varsity game tonight 42-27. Very impressive second half. The first half was not so good, but the second half was a pretty nice half for the Indian junior varsity team. Fort Loramie struggling to find a shot, just passing the ball around. Back outside it goes. Over now to Max Maurer. Maurer being guarded out here by Breaker Judy. Maurer still with the ball, goes to the left wing, now passes back out top. Back to Maurer on the left. Maurer dribbling the ball. He'll pop the shot from the top of the key. It's way off the mark, no good. Rebound comes down to, well, we have a jump ball. You know, the Redskins spent forever looking for a shot there. They didn't get a really good shot, I didn't think, and it didn't even hit the rim. Indians have the basketball on the alternating possession. Here comes Fort Recovery. Breaker Judy will bring it down. He lost his balance, in trouble, and it's going to be given to... They say it went off a breaker out of bounds. Going to be given to Fort Loramie. Getting the inbounds pass there is Eli Heitkamp. Heitkamp brings it down across the timeline. Hooks his way to the right side. Back out front it goes to Carter Gasson. There's Maurer. Maurer drives in, stops, fires, and misses. In and out. And it went off of Fort Recovery's Gavin Evers and out of bounds. Be given to the Redskins of Fort Loramie. Fort Loramie comes in 1-3 on the year. Indians are 0-1, their only game to Jay County last Saturday, which was a really pretty good game for the Indians. They just didn't quite have enough points. Maurer with the basketball outside. Max Maurer backs up to the center circle, guarded by Breaker Judy. Feet is off on the left. Max Maurer gets it back again. Boy, they just are struggling to find anything here. They try to get it inside, and I think there's traveling. Yep. Eli Heitkamp traveled with the basketball. That was the correct call, and so Full Recovery gets it back. Still no score in the game. We're almost 3 minutes into this contest. Grant Fortkamp got the inbounds pass over to Brody Bargy. Now on the left side it goes to Gavin Evers. Evers goes to the hole. He lost control of the ball, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be given to Fort Loramie. Even though the Redskins are, I think maybe they're 1-2. The losses have been fairly close. Inside underneath, it's up and good. Getting first blood tonight was Ian Grillo. who scores right underneath. And makes it 2-0. Fort Laramie on top, and Fort Recovery just threw the ball away. Full court pressure there by Fort Laramie, causing the Indians some problems. I'm Rob Weaver. Our studio producer is Eric Hatterley. We're also on FortRecoveryRadio.com, and our studio producer there is Neil Spencer. Jay County's girls game is on our other station, or will be, and should be going by now. At 1440 a.m. and 105.3 FM, Jay County at Muncie Central tonight. Max Maurer with the ball out front. Feeds over on the right side. Ian Grillo. Back outside it goes. There's Maurer getting it back again on the left. 2-0 score. Fort Laramie in the lead here. I don't know. We may be 4-2 or something like that at the end of the quarter. There's a three-point shot, no good. Rebound comes to Fort Recovery. Coming down with the rebound was Gavin Evers. And Fort Recovery's going to throw it away again. Boy, too many turnovers here early on for the Indians. Here's Maurer putting a shot up, no good. Rebound Brody Bargy. Down comes Brody with the basketball, and he is fouled from behind. Going to call Ian Grillo for reaching in. Number one on Grillo, the first foul on the Redskins. 2-0. Fort Laramie leads here. We're at 3:42 to go in the first quarter. Indians have yet to score in this game. Come on, guys. Get the machine going here. Out front with it is Grant Fordkamp. Over it goes to Briggs Overman, the top scorer for the Indians, and he hasn't, I don't know that he's even taken a shot yet here in the quarter. Right side it goes. Back out front to Grant Fordkamp. He'll pass on the left to Brody Bargy. Bargy picks the ball up. Goes over to Briggs Overman. Fires it up and no good. Rebound comes to Overman. Back up, no good. And he's fouled in the act of shooting. And Briggs will go to the free throw line with two shots. This could tie the game. Briggs was pretty decent from the free throw line the other night against Jay County, especially in the late going. Bounces the basketball, lets it fly, and it's good. There's the first point on the board. It didn't come until 3:07 to go in the first quarter. And the second one is no good off the back of the rim. Rebound comes down to Fort Laramie. Racing all the way down, and there's a block by Overman, and he's going to be called for a foul, as driving to the hoop was Ian Grillo. And Overman saved a basket there, foul or not. That's only number one on Briggs. At the line, Grillo got the first one. Ian Grillo at the line. That makes it 3-1. Fort Laramie leading by 2. And that one's also good. It's 4-1. Fort Recovery being pressed. They get it down with the basketball. There's Grant Fordkamp out front with it. Passing over to Briggs Overman. Overman goes over on the right wing to Breaker Judy. Breaker looks for a teammate, goes out front to Brody Bargy, around the horn. On the left it goes to the Indians' Gavin Evers, back on the right side to Grant Fordkamp, and there's a ball tipped out of bounds. It'll be given to, say it went off Fort Recovery. Another Fort Recovery turnover. Too many here in the first quarter. 2:27 to go in the quarter. On the Calp Pharmacy first quarter scoreboard. Don't forget, Calp Pharmacy is your friendly Health Mart pharmacy. They're open extra hours Monday through Thursday in Fort Recovery until 7 and until 6 p.m. on Friday. And there's traveling called on Fort Loramie's Landon Dries. So the Indians get the basketball. And again, full court pressure here for the Redskins. Brody Bargy with it. He'll pass up the court. It's knocked away and stolen by Fort Laramie. Turnover, Fort Recovery. Here's a reverse layup up and no good. Rebound Brody Bargy. And they're going to be a jump ball call. Jump ball is called. It'll be out of bounds to Fort Recovery Indians. No, to Fort Loramie. 4-1 is the score. 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Extremely low-scoring quarter. Inbounds pass comes to Eli Heitkamp. Around the horn over on the right side it goes to Carter Gasson. Back out top. Spencer Knopf in the game now with the ball. Back out to Max Maurer. Over on the left, driving in and open and scoring. Nice move by Eli Heitkamp for his first basket of the game. And it's 6-1. Redskins leading by 5, and the Redskins are going to steal it away. Nope, they didn't get it that time. Almost stole it away again. Overman to Breaker. Judy, three-point shot doesn't go. Rebound comes to Fort Loramie. Down they come. Here's a race to the hoop. Oh, nice block there by Brody Bargie. At the other end is Breaker Judy. He has it knocked out of bounds, and it'll be given to Fort Recovery, last touched by the Redskins. Coach of the Fort Loramie boys is Mitch Westerheide. Of course, the coach of the Indians, Bobby Leverett. Here comes Brody Bargie tossing it in. There's Briggs Overman, a three-pointer. He got it. There we go. Maybe that'll get him going. 4 points now for Overman. He has all four of our points. It's 6-4. We're only trailing by 2 despite a miserable offensive first quarter with a lot of turnovers for the Indians. Hopefully they can get those turnovers straightened out. In the lane, hook shots up and good. Spencer Knopf scoring. And stolen by Fort Loramie again. Man, I'm glad I haven't kept track of the turnovers. It will be a bunch. Another turnover for the Indians. 8-4, Fort Loramie by 4, down to 25 seconds left to go in the quarter on the Cal Pharmacy scoreboard. Don't forget, Cal Pharmacy is your friendly Health Mart pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Union City, Indiana, and Bern, Indiana. Basketball on a Tuesday night here from Fort Loramie. Out front with the basketball over on the right. 3 seconds left. Maurer's going to fire a three. It's way off, and that's the end of the quarter. Max Maurer missing a three, then didn't hit anything at the end of the quarter. And we've completed one quarter of play, and the pathetic score, actually, to be quite honest about it. Fort Recovery trailing the Fort Loramie Redskins by a score of 8-4. 8-4, Redskins on top. We'll be back in a moment right after we pause for this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. We are offering flu, pneumonia, shingles, and RSV vaccinations, as well as the new boosters for COVID-19. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, most insurances, and accepts cash pay. So to schedule your vaccine appointment, call your local Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, or Union City, Indiana. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L is your source for Salford BBI spreaders, the toughest, most accurate spreaders available. Spread chicken litter and lime up to 60 feet with the Endurance, designed especially for the poultry growers. Or spread fertilizer up to 120 feet with the Magna spread. Whatever your application goals, the team at K&L can help you find a pool type or truck-mounted Salford spreader to boost your crops. K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
And K&L Tractor Sales is our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. Your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer, K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Here's Brody Bargie inside. It's good. Give Breaker Judy the assist, and Brody Bargie gets the basket, and that cuts the lead to 8-6. Good luck to the Fort Recovery Indians in tonight's boys basketball game from Dr. Kim Vormore and all the staff, including Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tin and Chrissy Hart at Vormore Family Dentistry. They're located at the west edge of Portland on Highway 67. Vormore Family Dentistry. Dr. Kim Vormore would love to be your family's dentist. And getting loose and going up for a layup was Fort Loramie's Spencer Knopf. He has 4 points now, and Fort Recovery with the ball, and they're going to throw it away. Nope. Last touch by Knopf. Maybe got a break on that one. Brody Bargy will toss it in here for the Indians, who trail 10-6 now. We're in the second quarter of play. 7 minutes to go in the quarter. Brody Bargy with the basketball over on the right side. Looking for help. Goes to Briggs Overman. Right corner. Underneath, there's Breaker Judy. The reverse layup is blocked and out of bounds to the Indians. Colson Post is in the ballgame now for Fort Recovery, by the way. Colson Post, Breaker Judy, Brody Bargy. Here's Briggs Overman on a three. It doesn't go. Rebound, Bargy back up and good. And he's fouled in the act of shooting. Nice layup from under, way underneath for Brody Bargy. He'll be at the free throw line for one shot. Brody bounces the basketball, and he puts it up, and it is no good. Remains a two-point game, 10-8. Fort Loramie in the lead. I think if the Indians could get the lead here, they could get going. Has been slow motion for the Fort Recovery offense so far tonight. Here's a shot from the right side. Good. Scoring on the play was Eli Heitkamp for Fort Loramie. And we have a whistle and a foul called on the Redskins. That's on Heitkamp. Out of bounds to the Indians. Brody Bargy will toss it in from the far sideline. Pretty decent crowd on hand here tonight for a weeknight game. Non-conference game. And there's an offensive foul called on Fort Recovery's Grant Forkamp. I honestly didn't see what he did. He must have shoved off or something. He was trying to get the basketball from Brody Bargy. So it'll be Fort Loramie with the ball. Right side it goes. With it there is Landon Dries. Landon Dries. And Dries gets the basket. Got a 15-footer, making it 14-8. And the Indians turn it over again. Man, come on, guys. Shot from outside is way off the mark. No good. Short by Eli Heitkamp and under the rim. And goes out of bounds before anybody could get to it. So Fort Recovery has the ball. In the lineup comes Gavin Evers, and Brody Bargy will take a rest. Again, Fort Loramie pressing full court. Why should they stop? They've been causing a lot of problems. We've had a lot of turnovers. Here's Breaker Judy. Right side, he'll pop the shot, and no good. Rebound, Max Maurer for Fort Loramie. Down come the Redskins with the basketball. Over on the left, it goes to Dries. Back around the horn to Max Maurer. He'll pass down on the baseline. There's a shot fired up. Way off the mark. Rebound up and good by Eli Heitkamp. That was way off the mark by Landon Dries. But Heitkamp was there to save today and puts it back in. And that makes it 16-8 now. Indians down by 8 points. Here's a shot up and no good. Inside shot by Colson Post. Rebound comes to Fort Loramie. Down comes Max Maurer. He'll hand it off. There's an easy layup, and they missed it. Thank you very much. Getting the rebound was Colson Post. Here's a shot from outside. Three-pointers no good by Grant Fortkamp. And Fort Loramie gets the rebound. Now here's a steal by Fort Recovery's Gavin Evers. He'll pass over to Judy. Breaker puts it up, and no good. And there's going to be a foul called on Fort Loramie on Max Maurer. Again, the junior varsity score, 42-27, Indians winning that game to go to 1-1 on the year. Breaker Judy at the free throw line. Bounces that basketball. Come on, Breaker. It's good. He will have one more. That is his first point of the night. Indians trailing 16-9. It stops a run of 6 points in a row by Fort Loramie. Second one is also good by Breaker. And it makes it 16-10. So despite the fact that we have played ugly offense here tonight, that's putting it mildly, we're still hanging right in there, only down by 6 points. Max Maurer with the basketball on the outside. Now feeds over here to Ty Kemper, who's in the game now for Fort Loramie, to Max Maurer. Maurer top of the key. Can't find the shot over Breaker Judy. Passes off. Maurer gets it back out here at the center circle. Max Maurer is definitely their quarterback. He handles the ball a lot. There's Ty Kemper with it. He'll pass over on the left wing to A.J. Siegel, who played a lot of junior varsity game tonight. And timeout is called by Fort Loramie Redskins. The first timeout of the night, Fort Loramie leads here 16-10 over the Indians with 3:46 to go in the first half of play on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard. We'll be back.
Dr. Kim Bormore and the staff at Bormore Family Dentistry is proud to support this broadcast of Fort Recovery High School basketball. Dr. Kim Bormore, the Bormore Family Dentistry office, is accepting new patients. Call 726-7822 and start your healthy new smile routine today. Bormore Family Dentistry is located at the west edge of Portland on Highway 67. Best wishes for a successful basketball season to the Fort Recovery Indians from Bormore Family Dentistry in Portland.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to carry the full line of cloth harvesting equipment. If you're needing a combine, forage harvester, baler, or hay tool, K&L Tractor is the place to go. Fully stocked cloth parts and factory-trained technicians keep you running smooth all season long. For all of your cloth harvesting needs, shop K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
And again, K&L Tractor Sales and Service is our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. They have the Great Plains TurboMax, a vertical tillage tool for all seasons. Also, look over their new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI, at K&L Tractor Sales and Service, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Shot's no good by Max Maurer. Fort Recovery saves it, and down they come. Over on the left side it goes to Colson. Colson post. Underneath, Brody Bargy, and he scores. Bargy gets his sixth point of the evening to lead us in scoring at this point. And we're back to 16-12. Four straight points here for the Indians have cut the eight-point lead down to four. Over on the right side with the ball, there's Landon Dreese. Back out front it goes. Here's Max Maurer. Thinks about shooting, but doesn't. Feeds off to Dreese. Dreese turns, fires, and hits. Has a tough shot. Landon Dreese scores. That makes it 4 points for him this evening. Here's Brody Bargy over on the left side. It goes. No good on the shot by Gavin Evers, and Fort Loramie comes down with the rebound. Your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer, that's K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Over on the right side, back outside. With the ball there is Ty Kemper. Kemper will hand off. With the ball there is Max Maurer. Maurer out front. Feeds over to Dreese. Now on the right side it goes to Ian Grillo. Circling around, back to Maurer. Score is 18-12. Fort Loramie by six with a minute 50 to go in the first half of play on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard. There's Maurer on a jumper, no good. Rebound comes to Fort Recovery's Colson Post, and he's fouled as he hit the deck. Colson will come out of the game, and coming in is going to be Fort Recovery's Briggs Overman back in the game. Briggs was taking a brief break there. Brody Bargy gets the ball against the full court pressure. Over on the left side to Gavin Evers. Back to Bargy. Back to Gavin Evers. Now on the right side. Shots fired up. Three-pointer looked nice but didn't go down. And a battle for the rebound comes to Fort Loramie. A minute 18 left to go. Indians down by 6. 18-12. Max Maurer with the basketball. He'll feed off to Dries. Dries back outside to Max Maurer. Maurer goes over here to Eli Heitkamp for Loramie. Heitkamp feeds over to Ian Grillo down underneath, back outside. Three-point shot's good. The big boy, Spencer Knopf, hits a three. He's 6'5", and that gives him 7 points on the evening. And he actually leads his team in scoring. Brody Bargy with it. It's now 21-12. Indians desperately need a basket here before halftime. Get that lead cut down. Around the horn over on the right side. Briggs Overman with it. He'll come down in. Scoop it up. Can't get it to go down. He's fouled in the act of shooting. We're going to call that on Dries. Yes. Landon Dries gets called for the foul.
Foul on Dries in second.
Again, we appreciate our studio producer back at the radio station, Eric Catterly. And here at the game site for FortRecoveryRadio.com, it's Mr. Neil Spencer. Free throw's good by Briggs Overman. Gives him 5 points on the night, and this one's also good. Well, we needed those 2 points very badly. Now we got to keep them from scoring. 21-14, a 7-point lead. 17 seconds left to go. Fort Loramie brings the ball up. How about a steal breaker? Nope, he can't get it. Over on the left side. Back out top. Now cutting across the lane. Reverse layup's no good. Rebound back up and in by Spencer Knopf. And Fort Recovery gets a shot off. And it's no good by the Indians' Grant Fortkamp. And the Indians find themselves in a hole here, trailing by 9, 23-14 at the end of the first half of play. Well, the second quarter was better than the first. We only had 4 points in the first quarter, 10 points in the second quarter, so 14 at the half for the Indians. Fort Loramie has 23. Thanks to K&L Tractor Sales and Service for being our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. We do remind you that K&L Tractor Sales and Service is proud of their outstanding service. Schedule your next service appointment with K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery for your farm equipment. Remember, they're your New Holland and Kloss farm equipment dealer. We'll be back with the halftime stats coming your way in a moment. Won't take me too long to give them to you. It's pretty pretty quiet half right after we pause for this.
At Cooper Farms, we're building a culture that makes us more than a workplace. We believe that producing quality products, giving back to our communities, and taking care of our team members are all part of our foundation as a company. We want to see our team members succeed, and that's why we pride ourselves on promoting from within the company. We believe giving our team members all the tools necessary to grow with us is what will keep our tradition moving forward. To join the Cooper Farms family, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
This is Amanda Seegers with Fort Recovery Insurance. Farmers understand the risks of farm life, and at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we understand those risks too. If your life and business is farming, let us help make sure you're protected from the risks you face in a way that fits your budget. And if you have a claim, we'll be here to bring you inside the fort. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call us at 419-375-4181.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Is your land and your legacy, and there's so much riding on your crops, your soil management choices are deeply personal, too. K&L Tractor stocks a variety of Great Plains tillage solutions that will put your vision to work. Whatever approach you take, vertical, conventional, or hybrid, you can trust the cutting-edge technology and consistent, field-tested performance you'll find across Great Plains' entire soil management line. K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports, there's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Rob Weaver back here at the Fort Laramie High School. Beautiful gymnasium here. Their floor is just spotless. Shiny, beautiful, shiny floor here at Fort Laramie, Ohio. They have quite a tradition of champions. On the wall here, they have state championship banners for 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18 state champions in various sports, including girls basketball. And let's see, they've got at least three girls basketball state championships. We've got state championships in boys basketball on two different occasions, 1977 and 1993. Again, in all sports, 18 different state championships for Fort Laramie. It's quite something. Okay, here in the first half of play, Indians only come up with 14 points. Brody Bargie had 6 points on 3 2-point goals. He was 0 for 1 at the line for his six. Briggs Overman ended up with a total of 6 points in the first half. He had a 3-point goal and was 3 out of 4 at the free throw line for his 6 points. Breaker Judy had 2 points on 2 free throws. And that's it, folks. 14 points is it for the first half for the Indians. 6 for Brody Bargie, 6 for Briggs Overman, 2 for Breaker Judy. For Fort Laramie, Spencer Knopf came on there in the second quarter. He has 7 points at halftime on 2 twos and a 3-point basket. Also, Eli Heitkamp has 6 points on 3 2-point baskets. Landon Dries has a total of 4 points on 2 2-point baskets. Ian Grillo has 4 points on a 2-point basket and 2 out of 2 at the free throw line. And those are your 23 points for the Fort Laramie Redskins. Yeah, see, I think I'm missing two somewhere here. Let me see if I can figure out where that's at. Okay, I missed one of Knopf's baskets. Spencer Knopf, the big boy at 6'5", actually has 9 points in the first half of play on 3 2-point goals and a 3-point basket for Knopf. Again, the score at halftime, 23-14. Fort Recovery trailed 8-4 at the first quarter, and we trailed half by 9. 23-14. Indians have some work to do to get back in this game. In the reserve game, Fort Recovery won that fairly easily. Indians led at the end of the first quarter, 12-10. Led at halftime, 21-17. They led after 3, 32-24. And then the final was a 15-point difference. Fort Recovery 42 and Fort Laramie 27. Indians even their record at 1-1. And Fort Laramie drops to 1-3 in JV play. Indians were led in scoring tonight by Brady Evers with 12. He had a total of 5 2-point goals and 2 free throws for his 12 points. Dylan Klinke had 11 points. Dylan had two threes, a two-point basket, and three free throws for his 11. Douglas Benn had 6 points on the night with 3 two-point baskets. Hudson Overman had 9 points. Hudson had 3 two-point baskets and a three-point goal for his 9 points. Carter Fortkamp with 2 points on a two-point basket. And Colton Thompson had 2 points on a two-point basket. For Fort Loramie's Redskins, they were led by Tanner Heckman with 10 points on the evening this evening. Ended up with two threes and two twos for his 10 points. Braylon McCumber had 3 points on a three-point basket. Cam Asselage had 6 points on 2 three-point baskets, and that was it for Fort Loramie. They only had 27 points in the game. Correction, I'm missing A.J. Siegel. A.J. Siegel, who's listed on the varsity as a senior, he played almost the entire junior varsity game as Fort Loramie was hurting for players. He had 8 points. A.J. Siegel had 8 points in the junior varsity game to help the Fort Loramie cause there. So it was 10 for Tanner Heckman, 8 points for A.J. Siegel, 6 points for Cam Aceflage, and 3 points for Braylon Cumber. Again, Fort Recovery wins the JV game. Final score in that one, 42-27. We'll be back with the start of the varsity contest coming up in a moment, right after this.
This winter, give your lawnmower the care it deserves with Hall Brothers Winter Mower Service Special. With free pickup and delivery, we're making servicing your mower easier than ever. Our skilled team will inspect, tune up, and prepare your lawnmower for a smooth spring start. Don't let winter wear you down. Keep it in peak condition. Call Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery today. We're committed to keeping your equipment running strong. It's never too early to prepare for spring. Schedule your service today.
Welcome to today's game. This is Paul Keels, and you know how much I love broadcasting the podcast, but I also love high school sports. On behalf of the OHSAA, let's all do our part to set a good example and make this a fun and safe experience for the kids involved. I know this game means so much to the players, coaches, and fans, but the high school sports are about much more than the wins and losses. They teach life lessons that will be with the players long after their playing days are over. Good luck to both teams, and remember to respect the game.
Okay, here we go with the third quarter of play. Third quarter brought to you by Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, St. Henry, and many other area locations. And to start the third quarter, there's a three-point basket by Landon Dries. Landon Dries hits a three, and here's a steal by Fort Loramie, and the shot's up and good. 5 points right off the bat as Max Maurer scores a layup. And it's now 28-14. Indians have the score doubled on them. Boy, that really hurt. What a terrible start. Fort Loramie scoring 5 straight points, a 3-point basket, a steal, and a 2-point basket. Briggs Overman on the right, down to Brody Bargy. Bargy in the lane, turns, fires, and misses. Rebound comes down to Fort Loramie. Down on the right side. In the lane, back outside. Redskins leading by a whopping 28-14 margin here. Maurer with the ball on the right. He'll feed down to Dries. He dumps it off. Shots up and good. Cutting to the basket was Carter Gasson getting his first basket of the night. That makes it 30-14. Briggs Overman with the ball. He'll pop the shot. Short, no good. Rebound back up and good by the Indians, Gavin Evers. Way to go, Gavin. Boy, we needed that one badly. Gavin Evers getting his first basket of the evening to make it 30-16. Now, remember, there's plenty of time here, but we need to make some things start to happen in a positive manner here. Here's Dries firing his shot up. No good. Rebound, Fort Loramie. Max Maurer with it. Back out to Dries. Landon Dries fires. Misses a three-pointer. Rebound. Stolen away by Fort Loramie, and they put it up and in. We had the rebound. They stole it away from us. and up and in. Scoring on the play was Ian Grillo, giving him a total of 6 on the night now. Port Recovery with the ball. And we throw it away again. Coach Bobby Leverett has to be wondering about this one. Things are really not going well at all. Cooper Farms, our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Well, it basically can only get better here for the Indians. It's been just a really rough game for us tonight. On the left side, back outside. Shots fired up. No good by Dries. Rebound comes to Fort Recovery's Grant Fortkamp. Grant comes down. Oops, almost traveled. They didn't call it. We won't argue with them. Fortkamp gets it back after a pass from Brody Bargy. Right side down in the corner. Here's a baseline drive by Overman. Misses. And a scramble for the ball. And it's going to go to... I think Fort Recovery is going to get it back here. Cooper Farms offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. You'll find them in Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Coldwater, Rossburg, and many other Ohio locations. Cooper Farms. Breaker Judy gets the inbounds pass, puts it up. It's in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Fort Recovery, underneath to Brody Bargy. Back on the outside to Briggs Overman. Three-point shot won't go down. Rebound Max Maurer of Fort Loramie. He comes racing down, passes it off. Shots fired up and good, and Breaker Judy's called for a foul. A.J. Siegel scoring on the play. He had 8 points in the junior varsity game. This is his first basket in the varsity contest, and now he has a free throw also as Breaker Judy committed a foul. And that's up and good. He has a three-point play. That makes it 35-16. That was the first foul on Breaker Judy tonight. Brody Bargy breaks for the hole. Shot is blocked by Landon Dries, and a foul is going to be called by the official on Fort Recovery on Breaker Judy after Fort Loramie got the rebound. Sure didn't think it was going to be this kind of a game, but we have a ways to go yet, so let's hope things turn around here. In the lineup, by the way, for Fort Recovery now is Braylon Dilworth is in there for the Indians. Colson Post is in the lineup. Breaker Judy, Brody Bargy, Briggs Overman, of course, and we have a foul called on Fort Loramie. Inbounds pass comes to Dilworth, up to Brody Bargy on the far side. Dilworth on the left to Breaker. Breaker drives and can't miss, get it to go in. Tipped up by Brody Bargy, no good. Rebound for Loramie. Down come the Redskins. It's a foul call on Brody Bargy. Blocked the shot, but he committed a foul, the official said. So going to the free throw line for Fort Loramie is going to be Max Maurer. He will have 2 shots. First one is good. Again, our third quarter scoreboard sponsor, Cooper Farms. They'd love to buy your corn. Sell your corn to Cooper Farms at 800-637-7161. 800-637-7161. Free throws up and good. Got them both. 37-16. 37-16. Indians down by 21. Pass back outside to Dilworth. He can't save it. Indians throw it away. Turnover, Fort Recovery. Tossing it in here for the Fort Loramie Redskins is Ian Grillo. Over to Max Maurer. Maurer will walk it across the timeline. Guarded by Breaker Judy. Maurer feeds off to Carter Gasson. Now on the left it goes back to Gasson on the give and go, and he lays it in. 39-16. Full recovery with the basketball. Here's a shot from outside by Dilworth. He drills a three. Way to go, Braylon. Braylon Dilworth hits a three, and Fort Recovery calls time. 39-19, back to a 20-point difference. We'll be back.
6 years ago, I started on the line just like anybody else. I liked what I did, and I decided I wanted to learn as much as I could.
At Cooper Farms, we know that our team members are the key to our success.
I received a lot of training. And it just developed me into a leader that I am today, and they provided that all for me. I got promoted as supervisor. 2 years after that, I became the manager.
Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
This winter, give your lawnmower the care it deserves with Hall Brothers Winter Mower Service Special. With free pickup and delivery, we're making servicing your mower easier than ever. Our skilled team will inspect, tune up, and prepare your lawnmower for a smooth spring start. Don't let winter wear you down. Keep it in peak condition. Call Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery today. We're committed to keeping your equipment running strong. It's never too early to prepare for spring. Schedule your service today.
Well, the Fort Recovery fans who made the trip over here are not too happy. I don't blame them. It's been a very disappointing game. Fort Recovery not playing anything like they played on Saturday night against Jay County. Committed all kinds of turnovers tonight against the press. Fort Loramie with the basketball underneath, laying it up and in. Finding the opening there and scoring was Ian Grillo. He has a total of 8 points on the night now. Right side, there's a shot up by Gavin Evers, and he hits it. Gavin Evers scoring. Dylan Klinke, by the way, is in the game now for the Indians. Coach Leverett trying to find somebody to do something. So Dylan Klinke in the lineup now. Max Maurer with the ball out front. The pass over on the left side over there to Ian Grillo. On the wing, back outside, Max Maurer. Carter Gasson with the basketball for the Redskins. Now to Grillo. And thrown away, picked up by the Indians. I think Klinke might have picked that loose ball up. Over on the right side to Gavin Evers. Gavin, oh, nice pass to Dilworth inside. He puts it up and in. Braylon Dilworth scoring. And it's 41-23. Only a minute left, though, in the third quarter. We're kind of running out of time here. Trailing by almost 20. 41-23. Fort Loramie with the basketball. 44 seconds. It looks like they might be going to try to play for one shot. Yep, that appears to be the way it is. Hopefully we can get them to turn it over. And we have a timeout called by... Timeout called there by Fort Loramie. 41-23. Indians were giving them a hard time, and Westerheide wanted to make sure they didn't turn the ball over. So we'll be back in a moment here on PG-14 and J Country 101 Radio right after we pause for this.
Dr. Kim Bormore and the staff at Bormore Family Dentistry is proud to support this broadcast of Fort Recovery High School Basketball. Dr. Kim Bormore, the Bormore Family Dentistry Office, is accepting new patients. Call 726-7822 and start your healthy new smile routine today. Bormore Family Dentistry is located at the west edge of Portland on Highway 67. Best wishes for a successful basketball season to the Fort Recovery Indians from Bormore Family Dentistry in Portland.
And Dr. Kim Bormore would love to be your family's dentist. She's located on Highway 67 in Portland. Fort Laramie with the ball. Ooh, there's a foul called on Breaker Judy. He didn't do a thing. That was created by the offensive player. Number three on Breaker. Breaker was just playing good solid defense, and the offensive player just rammed into him. Here's a lob inside, thrown away. Fort Recovery with the ball, 22 seconds left. Come on, guys, get a basket here. Cut it to 16. Clanky over to Gavin Evers. Evers goes to his left. Back outside to Dilworth. Here's Evers with it on the left wing. Goes inside to Breaker, and he's fouled. Reaching in was Ian Grillo. Not shooting foul yet, though. Tossing it in here will be Dylan Klinke. Goes into Breaker Judy. Lost. Oh, what else can go wrong? He lost the ball. Unforced error. Unforced error on Breaker there, unfortunately. Down comes Fort Laramie in their foul. Colson Post called for a foul that he really didn't hardly commit, I didn't think, but the official thought so. It's 2 seconds to go here in the third quarter. It'll be two shots coming your way for Carter Gasson. And the first one's good. Boy, that hurt. He'll have one more. Carter Gasson dribbles the ball. Puts it up there and good again. That makes it 43-23, back to a 20-point game. Fort Recovery will have 2 seconds to get a shot off here. Pass comes in. There's a Clinky with a long three-pointer. It's no good, and that's the end of the quarter. 43-23, Fort Laramie. Leads our Indians by 20. They got 20 points in that quarter compared to our 9. 43-23, Fort Laramie up by 20. We'll be back in a moment. Thanks to our friends at Cooper Farms for being the third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Check out the many employment opportunities at Cooper Farms by going to cooperfarms.com/join our team. That's cooperfarms.com/join our team.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy. Toys, toys, and more Melissa and Doug toys. Kalp Pharmacy has gifts for babies, toddlers, and school-age children, so we can help you cross a name or two off your Christmas list. Melissa and Doug toys are great for hands-on learning, imagination, and creative fun. Check out the selection of toys Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, and Union City and Bernie, Indiana have for this Christmas season. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
The St. Henry Bank takes pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs, and we're excited to announce that we have just launched our newly updated website at sthenrybank.com. Enjoy a better online banking experience and the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, deposit checks, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history, monthly statements, and more.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today. The St. Henry Bank and St. Henry and Maria Stein, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Action back in. Fort Laramie has the ball to start the fourth quarter of play. Brought to you by Hall Brothers Incorporated in Fort Recovery, Ohio, your Case IH and Kubota dealer. 20-point lead for the Redskins here on their home courts. Going to be tough. Only a quarter to go. Well, recovery has picked up the defensive pressure here, trying to make something happen. Shots fired up and good by Max Maurer. 6 points for him this evening. And it's 45-23. Here's Brody Bargy coming down. Feeds over in the corner. Back around the horn. Briggs Overman back in there after sitting out briefly. Brody Bargy gets it back, and there's a foul called on Fort Laramie. That's whistled on Spencer Knopf. He had 9 points in the first half and didn't score in that third quarter. They still got 20 points in the third quarter, and the Indians almost throw it away, but saved by Grant Fortkamp. Grant at the free throw line, fires it up, misses, and there's a foul called on Fort Laramie. That's going to be whistled on Eli Heitkamp, and that'll give the Indians the ball out of bounds. I thought maybe they were going to call that a shooting foul, but they did not. Brody Bargy comes in to Breaker Judy, and it goes out of bounds. Next up for the Indians, Bradford on Saturday. We'll have the game for you here on the radio. Hope it's going to be a more positive outcome than this one is, as Briggs Overman misses a shot from the left, about a 10-footer. And up comes Fort Laramie with the basketball, still leading by 22 now. Here's a steal by Briggs Overman. Way to go, Briggs. Stuff it to him. Brings it down, puts it up, and got it. Overman scoring. Total of 8 points now for Briggs on the night. Over on the right side, Knopf drives in against Brody Bargy, and he lost the ball out of bounds. Indians will get it. I think Brody was worried that the official was going to call a foul on him there, and so was I, but he didn't do that. Up come the Indians against the pressure. Briggs Overman puts it up, no good, and there's a foul called on Fort Laramie. The full court press really caused us problems in the first half. Lots of turnovers, causing us to fall behind at halftime, 23-14. It's now 45-25 and 45-26 as Briggs Overman hits a free throw. He will have one more. .6:15 remaining in the Hall Brothers Incorporated fourth quarter. This one is an air ball. Man, when the roof's falling in, it's falling in. Briggs Overman with an air ball, unheard of. 45-26, Indians down by 19. Full court pressure here for Fort Recovery, trying to make something happen. Fort Laramie brings it up. They're having their difficulties. They get it across the timeline. There's Maurer in the lane. He scoops it up and missed it. Rebounds up and in. A tip in by Landon Drake. Landon Dreese tips it in, and he is fouled, and he'll be at the free throw line. 2nd foul there on Grant Fortkamp. Free throw's good. Here's a shot from the right side. Good. Scoring on the play for the Indians was Colson Post, getting his first basket of the night. Shot for Fort Laramie's no good, and there's a foul called on Fort Laramie as reaching in on Brody Bargy was Eli Heitkamp. 48-29, 5:49 left to go in the game. Indians could at least make a game out of this. They feel a little bit better going home than they do now. Underneath to Brody Bargy, stops, fires, and misses. Shot over the top of the basket. Rebound Fort Laramie, and there's a foul called on Brody Bargy. And that's number 2 on Brody. In the lineup, Breaker Judy will go out, and in the lineup comes Dylan Plinky. Down comes Fort Laramie being pressed by Fort Recovery. Coming down all the way back outside. Max Maurer with it. Guarded by Briggs Overman. Over on the right side. Grillo with the basketball. He'll feed over to Max Maurer. Now on the left side it goes to Eli Heitkamp. Back over on the right, back outside to Maurer. Maurer hands off now to Eli Heitkamp. Heitkamp in the lane, puts it up and got it. That's 8 points for him tonight. There's a collision and a foul called on Fort Laramie. And that's already the fifth foul on Fort Laramie here in the fourth quarter. So two shots for Brody Bargy. Hall Brothers Incorporated, our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor. Check out their nice selection of farm toys available at Hall Brothers. Any of those would make nice Christmas gifts for the kids in your family. Or if you're a collector, check out the ones you'd like to buy as a collection. Free throw is no good by Brody. He's 0 for 2 at the line this evening. One more for Brody. He puts it up, and it is good this time. Makes the score 50 to 30 at 20-point game. Only 4:42 to go, though, in this contest. Fort Laramie with the basketball. They lead. Timeout is called by Fort Laramie. Timeout, Redskins. We'll be back in a moment. It's Fort Laramie 50, Fort Recovery 30.
Need a tough and reliable workhorse? Discover the Kubota RTVX series at Hall Brothers and Fort Recovery. These rugged utility vehicles handle any job, whether on the farm or at the job site. With a powerful engine, spacious cargo bed, and versatile features, the RTVX series is built to get things done. Experience the durability and comfort you need. Visit Hall Brothers today and drive home your Kubota RTVX series utility vehicle. Hall Brothers and Fort Recovery, your trusted partner for quality Kubota equipment.
And don't forget, Hall Brothers is your Case IH and Kubota dealer, and they're located just down from the Fort Recovery High School there. They've been there for over 100 years. Our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor. Fort Laramie gets the ball inbounds. On the outside with it there, Carter Gasson. He'll feed over to Eli Heitkamp. On the left to Dries. Back outside to Gasson. Max Maurer now with the ball at the center circle. Dribbles right. And another timeout. Yep, another timeout for the Redskins. So we will be back.
Attention farmers, it's time for combine inspections at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery. After a rough harvest season, make sure your combine is in top shape. Our expert team is ready to give your combine the care it deserves. Enjoy 10% off all parts sold as a result of your inspection, and that'll keep your equipment running smoothly. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH dealer dedicated to your success. Keep your operation running strong. Schedule your combine inspection today.
Job opportunities are everywhere you look today, yet not everyone will provide you with the training and tools you need to grow both personally and professionally. At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success. Come see what opportunities await you at Cooper Farms. Apply online today at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Rob Weaver here at Fort Laramie, Ohio. The score is, close your ears, you don't want to hear it. Fort Laramie 50, the Indians 30. Again, our next game is with the Indians. It's this Saturday. Fort Recovery playing on Saturday night against Bradford at Bradford. So three straight road games to start the season here for the Indians. Lost to Jay County in the close one on Saturday night, 64-59 it was. Tonight we're getting our tails whipped here, trailing 50-30. Fort Loramie taking their time, trying to eat some clock to ensure the win. Max Maurer with it. He'll pass over on the left. Now there's Heitkamp getting a ball, and it's touched by, must have been touched by Fort Recovery. Somebody for the Indians touched it, so it'll be given to Fort Loramie again. Here's a shot up and no good, and a foul's on Brody Vargy as he fouled Landon Dreese for Fort Loramie. Landon Dreese gets fouled. He'll be at the line, puts it up, and it is no good. He will have one more. He's had a pretty good night. He's got 10 points on the board. This one's no good. He missed both of those. Down comes Brody Vargy with the basketball. Fires a three. Good. Brody Vargy on a three, and timeouts called by the Indians. 50-33. They're only going to give him two? Only gave him two. 50-32, not a three. We'll be back.
Your home is your castle, but do you have a round table of knights to constantly guard your castle? Hi, I'm Eric Brackman with Fort Recovery Insurance with an even better solution. Let's put together a policy with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, and we can provide you with a Simply Safe security system for free. I think it's better than a moat to guard your castle and no digging required. Call me for details, and let's keep your castle protected. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your community health mart pharmacy. Toys, toys, and more Melissa and Doug toys. Kalp Pharmacy has gifts for babies, toddlers, and school-age children, so we can help you cross a name or two off your Christmas list. Melissa and Doug toys are great for hands-on learning, imagination, and creative fun. Check out the selection of toys Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, and Union City and Bernie, Indiana have for this Christmas season. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Coach will take Brody Vargy out to try to protect him on defense here. I think he got four fouls on the night. Here comes Fort Loramie up the court. They break the press. Shots fired up, no good. Rebound back up, no good again. Rebound back up and good finally. Rebound, rebound, rebound. Landon Dreese gets a rebound basket there, and it makes it 52-32, back to a 20-point game again. 3 minutes to go in the game. Foul's going to be called on Fort Loramie's Eli Heitkamp. So at the line will go Fort Recovery's Grant Fortkamp. Grant only a sophomore. Dribbles the basketball. Lets it fly, and it's good. His first point of the night, and he'll have one more. A chance for one more. It's up and good again. Two for two for Grant Fortkamp. That cuts it back to an 18-point lead. 52-34. Ball is loose. And a collision. Fort Loramie brings it up. Down and up and no good, and a foul's called on Fort Recovery. They fouled Landon Dreese, and he's going to be at the line. Here's one more, and it is no good. 52-34, Indians trailing by 18 points here. Only 2:49 to go in the game. This is up, and it is good. That gives him 13 points on the night. Here is Briggs Overman. Shot's blocked, and rebound comes to Fort Loramie. And Fort Recovery's swarming all over them, and they're going to call a foul on the Indians. Be two shots at the other end. That's on Brody Bargy, and I think that might be it on him. No, they say it's only four. So only four fouls on Brody. I had him for four a moment ago. At the line for Fort Loramie goes A.J. Siegel. It's up and good. He is a senior, and he played almost the entire JV game tonight. Up and no good this time off the front of the rim. Rebound comes down to Colson Post. Here comes Fort Recovery with the ball. Grant Fortkamp with it on the right. Grant looking for help. It's stolen by Fort Loramie. Down they come. And there's a foul called on Colson Post. .224 remaining. Again, the score is 54-34. Going to the free throw line for the Redskins is Ian Grillo. It's no good. Grillo has a total of 8 points on the night. That's his first miss from the free throw line. He was 2 for 2 before that. And a whole bunch of new kids come in for Fort Recovery, including Douglas Ben, along with Brady Evers comes in there. Free throws up and no good again. Rebound comes to Fort Recovery's Colson Post. Here's a drive. He missed it. He's fouled in the act of shooting. Also, Dylan Klinke comes back in. Also, Braylon Dilworth comes back in. So most of the starters are on the bench. Colson Post puts it up and good. That's his third point of the night. We'll have one more. This one's no good. Goes out of bounds and Fort Recovery gets it. One of the rare breaks we've gotten here in the game. 3-point shot is good. And a nice performance there by Braylon Dilworth. He has 2 threes tonight and a 2 for 8 total points. And he hasn't really played all that much. And here is a foul. No over and back called on Fort Loramie. Giving the ball back to the Fort Recovery Indians. 54-38, a minute 56 to go. That's as close as we've been here in this second half, I believe, or at least in the fourth quarter. Here's the ball stolen. Nope. Retrieved by Carter Fortkamp, who's in the game now for the Indians. Here's a pass over to Braylon Dilworth. No good. Rebound back up. No good by Douglas Ben. Rebound Fort Loramie. Here they come. Out front with the basketball. 1:24 remaining. And shot up and good. A.J. Siegel gets his 6th point in the varsity game. He had 8 points in the junior varsity game. Left side shots up and no good by Brady Evers of Fort Recovery. Rebound comes to Fort Loramie. Down to a minute to go in the game. Pass up to the middle, down on the right side. Fort Loramie with the ball, leading here 56-38. Indians are going to fall to 0-2 on the year. Shots up and no good. Rebound comes to Douglas Bend. Fort Loramie is going to go to 2-2 on the year. Stolen by Fort Loramie making the steal there was Ty Kemper for the Redskins. Down to 26 seconds left. They're just going to try to milk the clock here, and that's going to be the end of the game. Extremely disappointing. Down to 11 seconds. Thanks to Hall Brothers Incorporated for being our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor. For the finest in farm machinery and parts for your farm machinery, it's Hall Brothers Incorporated in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Your Case IH and Kubota dealer, and there's the buzzer indicating the merciful end of the game, 56 to 38. Again, 56 to 38. The Fort Loramie Redskins, the victor here tonight over our Fort Recovery Indians. Trailed 8-4 at the first quarter, 23-14 at halftime. We trailed 43-23 after three, and then the final score, 56-38. We'll be back to wrap it up in just a moment.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Dr. Kim Bormore and the staff at Bormore Family Dentistry is proud to support this broadcast of Fort Recovery High School Basketball. Dr. Kim Bormore, the Bormore Family Dentistry Office, is accepting new patients. Call 726-7822 and start your healthy new smile routine today. Bormore Family Dentistry is located at the west edge of Portland on Highway 67. Best wishes for a successful basketball season to the Fort Recovery Indians from Bormore Family Dentistry in Portland.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Ohio. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
I loved playing high school sports. I loved the competition, the camaraderie, the bands, the crowds, all the pageantry, and I wanted to keep playing. But I graduated. No colleges called, and neither did the pros. So, to stay close to the game I loved, I decided to become a high school official. You know, a referee. When I played high school sports, I learned the importance of integrity, good sportsmanship, and respect for the rules. Now, as a high school official, I get to help model these same values to others. Maybe the colleges and the pros didn't call, but the kids in Ohio did. And now, I'm enjoying the competition, the camaraderie, the bands, the crowds, and all the pageantry of high school sports all over again.
Interested in becoming a licensed high school official? Go to highschoolofficials.com to learn more and begin the application process.
Rob Weaver back here at the Fort Loramie High School, where the final score was Fort Recovery losing 56-38 to the Redskins of Fort Loramie. We do have Bob Leverett with us, the head coach of the Indians, and I know you're a very disappointed coach, that's for sure.
Yeah. you know, we talked a little bit yesterday in our shoot-around about their 1-2-2 and how we wanted to attack it, and obviously what you saw tonight wasn't how we wanted to attack it. You know, kudos to Coach Westerheide and his staff, and his guys came out and they blitzed us. They flat out blitzed us from the start. They were more physical than us, and you know, that's the difference in the game. The physicality, which was, you know, that's a MAC game right there, and we didn't respond to it. Not what I obviously wanted as an outcome.
Too many turnovers. Oh,
absolutely.
Against that press.
Yeah, and you know, Rob, it wasn't like it was a real aggressive press either, and that's what we told them yesterday. You know, they're going to kind of sit back a little bit, and then maybe try and jump you a little bit at half court, and that's what they did. And we made some silly turnovers in it, and that was the difference in the game. We got down by, I think we were down 9 at halftime. Luckily, it was only 9 at halftime because it felt like 109, you know. But
yeah,
you know, and then we came out and we tried to, you know, rat jump them a little bit and get them to turn it over, and that gave them layups, and we struggled to score with the physicality.
Yeah, you were led in scoring tonight. Unofficial, my unofficial scores here. We had Brody with 9 points and Briggs with 9. Those were your top scores. Braylon did a nice job coming in off the bench to get 8 points for you.
Yeah, you know, that's good that he responded, because in the JV game, his floor game was a little off tonight, and we kind of left him down in the JV to play that extra quarter to hopefully he would respond, and he did. He came in and gave us some decent minutes in the varsity game, so that worked out well for us.
Yeah, he had nothing in the JV game on the scoring end of it, so I was impressed with him there in the varsity game. So
yeah.
He likes playing varsity, I guess.
Well, yeah.
So, and, you know, just no consistency and just got too far behind.
Oh, absolutely. We you know, we worked on them getting up and pressuring us yesterday in practice. We worked on our jab step to get them off, to be strong with the ball, because we know every time we come here, it's a MAC game. Fort Laramie should be in the MAC, and they play like a MAC team. So, you know, it was nothing new that, you know, they didn't do anything that we didn't think they were going to do. We just didn't respond to it. And with something we've got to get better, you know. So,
well, back on the road again on Saturday at Bradford.
So. Yeah, we'll go to Bradford. We'll regroup tomorrow, Thursday and Friday. Be ready to go to Bradford. They've got a real nice guard that had 32 the other night. So we'll have to slow him down.
How tall is the kid?
5'8". Okay. He's a senior. He's a 4-year starter for him.
He's got the hot hand.
Yeah.
Well, good luck in that one. Yep. We'll have the game on the radio for you fans listening out there in Fort Recovery land. And thanks for coming up, Bobby.
Yep, thanks for coming over, Rob.
Bob Leverett, head coach of the Indians. Indians fall tonight to Fort Loramie by a score of 56-38. Again, let me give you the unofficial totals I have here for the Indians tonight. As I said, we had Briggs Overman with 9 points. He had a 3-point basket, a 2-point basket, and also 4 out of 6 at the free throw line for Briggs. Also 9 points for Brody Bargy. I had him for 3 2-point baskets, actually 4 2-point baskets, and 1 out of 3 at the free throw line for 9 points for Brody Bargy. 8 points again for Braylon Dilworth. He had 2 threes and a 2 with very limited time playing, actually, and he almost led us in scoring. He had 8 points tonight. Also chipping in with 4 points was Gavin Evers. He had 2 2-point goals, and 2 points for Grant Fortkamp on 2 free throws. Also 2 points for Breaker Judy on 2 free throws as well. Colson Post had 4 points tonight. Colson had a 2-point goal and 2 out of 3 at the free throw line. For Fort Loramie Redskins, again unofficially, they were led by Landon Dries with 13 points. Spencer Knopf had 9 all in the first half. 8 points for Ian Grillo and 8 points for Eli Heitkamp. Chipping in with 6 was A.J. Siegel and also Max Maurer. And then 5 points for Carter Gasson in the contest. And those are the unofficial scores, for the Fort Loramie Redskins. Thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks to our fine sponsors. Thanks to Neil Spencer here at the game site, engineering for FortRecoveryRadio.com. Thanks to Eric Catterly back at the radio station, our engineer for WPGW-FM. Again, don't forget, we will have the game on Saturday. Let's hope it's a different outcome as Fort Recovery visits Bradford on Saturday night. And that's going to wrap it up again from Fort Loramie. Thanks to the folks here for their hospitality. Have a good evening, everybody. Again, that final score, Fort Recovery losing to Fort Loramie, 56-38.
You've been listening to Fort Recovery Indians basketball on J Country 101 Radio. Tonight's special sports coverage was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the J Country 101 Sports Department. WPGW-FM, Portland, Indiana, your sports station for East Central Indiana and Western Ohio. We'll be right back.